You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Here ends the reading. These next few days in Advent, we will hear from the gospel, the good news of the coming of Jesus, and the forerunner, John the Baptizer, preparing the way. Today we hear the first verses of the Gospel of Mark, and immediately one of the major themes of this gospel is proclaimed as the evangelist tells us, "This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God." We're reminded throughout this book that Jesus, while Son of Man, a human, is also, and more importantly, Son of God. The gospel book begins with that announcement, and it is proclaimed again at the end of Jesus' life when a Roman centurion standing at the foot of the cross confesses, "Truly, this man was the Son of God," as we read in Mark 15:39. It's no wonder that God provided a new prophet, John, to be a messenger sent to call people to prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And Mark tells us that all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. In a time when their country was occupied by pagan Romans and religious leaders who were self-serving, blind to God's presence, and deaf to his word, the people realized they were living in a time of great sin and that all were in need of repentance, forgiveness, and renewal. They yearned for a renewal of God's presence among them, so they went to be baptized, hearing in John's call to prepare the way of the Lord a much-needed message that they hoped and prayed would open the door to the coming Messiah, the Anointed One of God. They were baptized by John for their own forgiveness and renewal, but they believed this would be a participation in the preparation necessary for the coming of the Christ, who would baptize not with water only, but with water and the Holy Spirit. During this season of Advent, we remember and return to the promise of our baptism, knowing that daily we are born anew to that living hope, which is ours in Christ Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior. Pray with me, please. Lord Jesus Christ, let me live in that hope daily because I am baptized. Amen. A suggested Advent action today: say a prayer of thanksgiving for the gift of your baptism.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.